Abraham 3:22 Now the Lord had shown unto me, Abraham, the intelligences that were organized before the world was, and among all these there were many of the noble and great ones. 23 And God saw these souls that they were good, and he stood in the midst of them, and he said, These I will make my rulers, for he stood among those that were spirits, and he saw that they were good, and he said unto me, Abraham, thou art one of them, thou wast chosen before thou wast born. 24 And there stood one among them that was like unto God, Michael, and he said unto those who were with him, We will go down, for there is space there, and we will take of these materials, and we will make an earth, Michael's dominion, whereon these, who are these? Made well. 25 And we will prove them, Israel, herewith, to see if they will do all things whatsoever the Lord their God shall command them. 26 And they who keep their first estate shall be added upon, and they who keep not their first estate shall not have glory in the same kingdom with those who keep their first estate, and they who keep their second estate shall have glory added upon their heads forever and ever. 27 And the Lord, Jehovah, said, Whom shall I send? And one answered like unto the Son of Man, Jehol, here am I, send me. And another, Azazel, answered and said, Here am I, send me. And the Lord said, I will send the first. 28 And the second was angry, and kept not his first estate, and, at that day, many followed after him. Again, this was not a random revelation to Abraham. This was Abraham's dominion with Jehol set to rule over them to become a prince forever over Israel. So a mysterious individual named Elias restores the keys to the dispensation of the gospel of Abraham. Why not Abraham himself? Because like Jehovah who sits on Elohim's throne and rules at his behest, Jehol sits on Abraham's throne and rules at Abraham's behest. The dominion is Israel which is Abraham's posterity. Let's return to D&C 110 one more time in conclusion. D&C 110 hours 12 minutes after this, Elias appeared, and committed the dispensation of the gospel of Abraham, saying that in us and our seed all generations after us should be blessed. 13 After this vision had closed, another great and glorious vision burst upon us, for Elijah the prophet, who was taken to heaven without tasting death, stood before us, and said, 14 Behold, the time has fully come, which was spoken of by the mouth of Malachi, testifying that he, Elijah, should be sent, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come. Here is the original publication of D&C 110 on josephsmithpapers.org. Home the papers. Interim content. Visions, April 3, 1836, D&C 110. After this Elias appeared and committed the dispensation of the gospel of Abraham, saying, that in them and their seed all generations after them should be blessed. After this vision had closed, another great and glorious vision burst upon them, for Elijah, the prophet, who was taken to heaven without tasting death, also stood before them, and said, Behold the time has fully come which was spoken of by the mouth of Malachi, testifying, that he should be sent before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children to the fathers, lest the whole earth be smitten with a curse. Besky pronouns. Yet, notice the change in verse 12 was originally them and not us and our seed. Who is them? Them is Elias, Yael, and Abraham. Also, the original he bolded above in verse 14 lacked the name Elijah in brackets, just as I suspected. Verse 14 is a reference to Malachi 4-5, one of the two instances where Elijah is spelled differently. Elijah is obviously an important aspect to the end times and in identifying the end time servant. Elijah's ministry was one of intercession against Israel according to Paul. Romans 11:1 I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. To God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elias? How he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, 3 Lord, they have killed thy prophets, and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. For but what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men, who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. 5 Even so then at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Isaiah named one of his 3 sons, a remnant shall return. The meaning of the inversion of the name Elijah is also in the inverse ministry of Yahuwah. Whereas Elihu, interceded against wicked Israelites and preserved a remnant against Israel's destruction, Yahuwah will intercede for Israel and will preserve the remnant towards Israel's restoration. There is much more to say about Elijah, about Jehu, and about the apocalypse of Abraham, but the time is nigh to wrap up this article. As if there weren't enough awesome and amazing pearls, there is yet one more that ties the apocalypse of Abraham to the elect one of the Book of Enoch. See my articles on such. Apocalypse of Abraham. Chapter 31. 61. And then I will sound the trumpet out of the air, and will send my elect one, having in him all my power in one measure, and he shall summon my despised people from all nations, and I will send fire upon those who have insulted them and who have ruled over them in this age. And I will give those who have covered me with mockery to the scorn of the coming age, and I have prepared them to be food for the fires of Hades, and perpetual flight through the air in the underworld, for they shall see the righteousness of the Creator, and those whom he now honors, and they shall be ashamed, for I had hoped that they would come to me in repentance, rather than loving strange gods, but they forsook the mighty Lord, and went the way that they willed to go. The elect one of Jehovah, or the chosen one of Jehovah, or Jehovah's anointed ties to the prophecies of the Book of Enoch and Isaiah. Power and righteousness are key words associated with the Davidic servant, Isaiah 11:1-5, DNC 85:7, sending fire links directly to the Book of Enoch, Isaiah 11, and Revelation 11 as I covered in my second article in the series on the Book of Enoch. Just as the revelation of the selection of Jehol to Abraham is no coincidence, the revelation of the Elect One is no coincidence either, as Jehol is the Elect One. This may be the first identification of the angel name of the Holy Ghost. I published this article within the 50-day period between Passover and Pentecost in 2018 as the 50th Jubilee year comes to a close. Jubilee means trumpet and Pentecost means 50th and is related to Jubilee in the Septuagint. 7 weeks or 7 times 7 plus 1 is the period of time between Passover and the final spring holy day of Shavuot, or the Feast of Harvest. This day also represents the day the law was given to Israel by the angel of the Lord, which is now kept inside the Ark of the Covenant. Finally, Pentecost is the day, 50 days after the Lord's fulfillment of Passover, that the Holy Ghost was poured out upon the apostles.